Chapter 1. Reading. Page 3. Suffering to be Beautiful.
Good morning and welcome to Head to Head. Today's topic is beauty. What is beauty? What lengths can we or should we go to make ourselves more beautiful? In order to help answer your questions, I have two beautiful people with me. Sue Leslie, a former top model, is now a successful businesswoman. Elizabeth Cade is a writer and lecturer. Sue, perhaps we could start with you. Do you think people should try to be beautiful?
Well, first, thanks for the compliment, Mary. Now, the way I see it, you're only on this earth for a short time. And you've only got one body, so you should look after it. You've got to watch what to eat, keep yourself fit, and later, if you need a little help from cosmetic surgery, what's wrong with that?
Elizabeth, would you agree with that?
I think it's up to everyone to decide what is right for them. But I do feel that there is too much emphasis on appearance these days. And I think there are real dangers here. There are dangers from eating disorders like anorexia and from having cosmetic surgery. And there are a lot of people who are unhappy because they just don't happen to fit society's current ideas about what is beautiful.
Yes, you're a historian. Perhaps you could give us a brief historical perspective on this?
Well, there are lots of examples of societies in which people have done some horrendous things so as to make themselves more beautiful, in quotes. For instance, in Europe, some women used to have their bottom ribs removed so that they would have thin waists. Neck stretching was the fashion in some parts of Southeast Asia. In Africa, there were tribes which went in for stretching the earlobes or the lips, or even changing the shape of the skull itself. These are all cases in which people, usually women, have been forced by society to endure considerable physical pain and suffering.
Yes, I would agree with you that that is all ridiculous. But we're talking here about the 1990s. And we're talking about people who are free to choose. No one forces people to come along to my health studios. After a course at one of my studios, they look as if they were 10 years younger. They're free to come, and they enjoy coming. I don't think there is any real point in looking back at all these quaint old customs.
Well, unfortunately, some of them still go on today. It's not just history. And surely you can see the link with cosmetic surgery. I mean, it's a trend that just keeps on increasing.
Thousands of women having breast implants, eye operations, facelifts, men having hair transplants.
Yes, but it's their own choice.
I'm sorry, I don't think it is a free choice. Society is still pushing them into it. Judging people by their appearance is silly. We should judge the whole person.
Well, I think that sets out some of the issues very well. So now, let's take our first call. And it's Sabrina on the line. What's your question, Sabrina?
Listening skills. Pages 6 and 7. Filling in forms. Listen to this conversation and complete the application form. Good afternoon. How may I help you?
I'd like to apply to join the club, please.
Right. Good. Just let me get an application form. Here we are. Right. Now, which types of membership are you interested in?
Family membership.
Family. Now, may I have your personal details first, please?
Yes. I'm Mrs. Newman. That's N-E-W-M-A-N. My first name's Kathy. K-A-T-H-Y. I'm British. I have my passport here if you want the number. It's 190827V.
190827V. Thank you. And may I have your date of birth, please?
Well, all right. 31st of March, 1960.
310360. Thank you. Now your home address, please.
Flat 3016, Plaza Building, Green Road.
Flat 3016, Plaza Building, P-L-A-Z-A, Green Road.
Yes. Phone 2588-6244.
2588-6244. Now your business details, please.
I'm managing director of Echo Foods. The address is Echo, E-C-O, Echo Foods, that's right, Unit 27A, The Landmark. The phone number is 2565-8148.
Right. Where would you like us to send your mail, Mrs. Newman? To your home or business address?
To my home, please.
Are you a member of any other clubs?
Yes, the Royal Golf Club.
Thank you. Now we need to have the name of one of our existing members to sponsor you.
Yes, I know. My friend Jackie Walker has agreed to sponsor me. She's given me her details. Here.
Thank you. That's Jackie Walker, membership number RH4320, phone number 2589-9232. Now may I have details of your family, please?
Sure. My husband is Paul Newman. P-A-U-L. Not the famous actor, I'm afraid. He just has the same name. And we have one boy, James. His date of birth was the 3rd of December, 1985.
03-12-85. Good. Now, how would you like to pay your bills? By direct debit or by check?
By direct debit. And I have a photo for the membership card. Here. Is that all?
Well, if you could just sign here.
Kathy Newman. There.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Newman. Now, I'll pass this form on to the membership committee, and you should hear the result within about 1 week. I'm sure there will be no problem. Thank you very much for your application. Speaking. Page 14. A. Introducing yourself. When you need to introduce yourself to a stranger, you can follow this plan. 1. Say your name. 2. Say which school or organization you are from. 3. Explain why you want to talk to them. 4. Ask permission to continue. For example,
excuse me, my name is Alice Lan. I'm from Central Secondary School. We are doing a survey about fashion for our school magazine. Would you mind if I asked you some questions?
Remember the importance of good body language. Stand up straight. Smile. Look at the other person's eyes. Speak slowly and clearly. Page 15. B. Radio and TV advertisements. Exercise B1.
Hey, it's Barry, isn't it? I haven't seen you for months.
That's right. It's good to see you again, Karen.
You know, I hardly recognized you. You look different somehow. Much younger. I think it's your hair. It looks great.
Ah, that's because I'm using no white on my hair. It gets rid of any white hairs and makes them black again.
Hey, I must try that. What was the name?
No White. You can get it at any good chemist. It's fantastic. More language input. Reading. Page 17. For health and beauty.
Aerobics is one of the most beneficial and also one of the most beautiful forms of exercise. The word aerobic means with oxygen or having oxygen. Aerobics or aerobic exercise, therefore, aims at making the heart and lungs work at a higher rate so as to supply more oxygen to the muscles. Aerobic increases the strength of heart and lungs, reduces blood pressure and the risk of heart attack. It also helps us lose weight, strengthens muscles, and gives us more energy. Doing aerobic exercise regularly slows down the aging process. Aerobic exercise does not only make us look better, it also helps us feel better and think more clearly, so we can achieve a higher standard in all that we do. By doing this type of balanced, relaxing exercise for a period of time, our responses get quicker, our mind sharper, and thus we become more efficient and productive. Aerobics is rhythmic in nature and is often practiced in aerobic classes to music. This makes aerobic exercise more enjoyable. In a word, aerobics is healthy and beautiful. It can lead to a better coif.
Listening, page 18. Listen to an excerpt of an aerobic class.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Let's go. Stand with your feet a little more than hip distance apart. Hips are under stomach in, chest is lifted, shoulders back and down, knees are bent over the toes. Ready? Inhale up and down. Inhale, knees are bent right over the toes and down. Big exhale and inhale and down. This is the last time. Up and down, shoulder rolls to the right. One. Full circles now, up and back, and work your thighs, knees over the toes. Now reach it up. One, two, reach, stretch. Don't rotate your body, facing straight ahead. Shoulder rolls again. One, two, full circles, work the thighs and the knees, full range of motion, and reach again. Lift. Keep breathing, hip hips under. Let it arch. Punch out with knee bends. Now, one, two. Don't rotate your body. Full range of motion. Elbow shoulder height. And breathe. Again, be sure your knees are going right over your toes.